Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am Lucky.
And I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
And we make up Anime Casuals. Welcome back. I know we've been off for a couple weeks, but we are back to YouTubing. Obviously, we've been podcasting for a while, but took a little bit of a hiatus there. So, because Lucky needed a break or else he was going to let out the QB. So, either way, since it is the new year, I thought we would talk about New Year's resolutions. And mostly New Year's resolutions are there to be forgotten about by March, but not when it comes to anime. I decided that maybe we should talk about anime we want to watch by the end of the year, you know, just kind of make it a resolution, that kind of thing. So I want to start with my pick here, which is Monster. So this just came to Netflix. I've heard a lot about it in terms of it being one of the most depressing anime ever. And I was like, oh, it sounds like it's right down my alley. So Netflix has the first 30 episodes out. They're doing this weird thing where they're like, oh, we're gonna release it in batches. So there's 74 episodes altogether. I've watched 6 or 7. So by the end of the year, I want to watch the whole thing because I hear it's one of those like psychological ones. So I'd like to see it. And it kind of got me right away. So I'm looking forward
to
it.
Get it out of the way.
Exactly. Like, get the foundation out of the way. So yeah, Monster is definitely on my list for the year.
Okay, if I remember all my first three, these are all I need a catch up anime. So. The first one is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon? I think in this group, I might have been the first one to watch it. I don't really remember that well, but I'm going to take that credit for myself. and, you know, I just want to keep up with it because it's like, it's a fun anime. I've dropped now a season, and if I keep not watching it, I'll have dropped two seasons. So I'm going to go back and pick it up because it's a really fun world. They make really good ideas out of kind of a straightforward premise. Yeah, and so I want to pick that up. So that's my easy first one.
You definitely should. That last season was nuts. My first choice actually isn't one choice. It's something I've noticed. Crunchyroll has been adding a ton of movies. Just anime movies, and every once in a while I'll see one and I think it's a new anime and I'm like, oh, that looks cool, I want to look into it, and it's like an hour and a half, so I say, oh, well, I'm not going to look into it right now, but it happens a lot. Movies are catching my eye, so I would like to kind of just check out the crazy catalog of movies that Crunchyroll has. One especially, just because I saw one scene and it got me really curious. It's something Penguin Highway, and it's ridiculous, and it, I don't know, there's a scene with too many penguins running down the street and it's great. So I want to see some of these movies on Crunchyroll, specifically Penguin Highway, if that's what it's called, maybe. So
I was just imagining Don Knotts there. Why are there so many penguins? I don't know why that came to my head.
Why are too many penguins?
Dang it. I can't get that out of my head now. One series that I've been wanting to watch for a long time, and it's been, so every time I go on the anime subreddit, people are always mentioning this. They're always suggesting it. It's always at the top of people's list. The Monogatari series has been on everybody's list, and I've been annoyed because I've never watched it, and it's annoying the crap out of me that I've never watched it, and everybody knows about it except for me, and I'm gonna watch it. If I don't watch by March, I might be in trouble, but I keep hearing really good things about it. I still don't even know what it's about, because there's like a couple called like Bakemonogatari. There's We tried to watch Katana Gatari. I'm like, what?
8 different series, but they're all the same.
I actually think that they're all similar creators, but.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
That's a similar one for me, actually.
You know what? That's a similar one for me, but specifically Katana Gatari, because it's supposed to be a really, really good series.
Yeah, I keep hearing about Monogatari, and then I never know which one to go to, because there's another one, like I said, and it's talking about like vampires and stuff. I'm like, this doesn't sound like Monogatari at all. Either way, also I saw like the intro for one of them, and it's like famous. Like I've heard this in so many. What is it called? I'm not gonna call it that. Renai circulation or something like that. And I keep saying hentai circulation by accident. But apparently they have intros for like each one of the characters, and that's like the most famous one I've seen. So yeah, Monogatari, I gotta check that out at some point. So either way.
Yeah. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Maybe your New Year's resolution will keep us on ours. My next one is to finish Golden Kamuy. These two anime, I already forgot my third one. So these two anime, I've been waiting for a really long time to finish. And always I get caught up. And then I get to like the most current episode. And I go, okay, well, that was nice. I guess I'll wait for the next one to come out. And then I'll wait like maybe a year. And I'm like, oh my God, that season already passed. So, the next season's already coming out. Like, Golden Kamuy's also, like, either it's, like, currently airing or it's coming out soon. So I'm like, well, I guess I missed the, you know, like, 24 episodes there, like, that I just dropped. So, I'm looking forward to finally finishing Golden Kamuy. And if you haven't watched Golden Kamuy, you should get out there and watch it, because it's a really, really good anime and it'll teach you a lot about Japan.
And Kamuy, no.
Technically, yeah.
So my next one, there's this new game out called it's a Gundam game, and it's fun, and so we've been playing it, you know, me and some friends, and it's really sparked my interest in, you know, wanting to get back into Gundam and trying to, you know, I've said it a couple times, I want to start like somewhere in the beginning, but I also know that's a lot, so I don't know. I might try and pick and choose. I might just start with Witch of Mercury, which is like the most recent one. Or I could watch Iron-Blooded Orphans again. But I don't know. I just kind of feel like watching something Gundam. I don't know. Mm. Whatever I can find. I mean, I might try and go on a nostalgia trip, you know, find a Burning Finger. But, you know, it's just something Gundam.
Nice. Yeah. If you want to get into the first one, I know they have a couple of movies on Netflix, I think, where they summarize them in like 3 parts or something like that. Obviously you miss a lot of it, but I think that's what the original series is so good, dude. But I'm kind of biased. So either way, another one that I wanted to eventually watch, which funny enough, Michael gave us a great idea for the weekend talk. So if you guys haven't if you guys haven't checked out our weekend talk, then you guys wouldn't know that we were talking about Trigun. And actually, this was on my list before he had mentioned that there's a whole reimagining of it. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, I can just watch this. Also, I think like later in this year, Rurouni Kenshin is also getting a remake as well. You know, so that'll be something cool to watch. But I've been wanting to watch Trigun for a while, and I'm just going to group these two together, you know, just because they're both older anime. Cowboy Bebop is something I've always wanted to watch as well. Just never really got into it. I'm just one of those people, if I take on too many anime at the same time, I'll usually go towards a romance anime and just throw everything out. Just love always wins. It wins in the end of the day. So Trigun and Cowboy Bebop for sure are two ones that I really... And once I get like a couple more under my belt, I'll have the whole foundation, you know, like I eventually watch Gurren Lagann. I eventually watch Kill la Kill, all those kinds of things. So I feel like this is just the natural progression, you know, down there. And eventually I can get some of these jokes that I keep seeing on memes. So hopefully that happens.
Because I'm going to forget both of them. I'm just going to say them right now. My first one is the Evangelion movies. I've watched Evangelion. I even watched Evangelion up to the last episode for some reason with Johnny. And the movies are the I don't know if they're reimagining or they're like more closely to the manga or something. But they're retellings of the story. And I've never watched them, but apparently they're supposed to truncate down the story and retell it to you in a very interesting way. So I would like to add that to my roster of like older things that I've watched or you know I should have watched a while ago. And also on that same thinking, I've had a few friends who've watched Odd Taxi, and apparently that's supposed to be pretty good. And I've literally like had it. Like, it started up high on my queue on Crunchyroll, and it just slowly dropped as I never touched it again. And everybody who likes to watch Odd Taxi, told me about it at some point, got to the end of it, and was like, yeah, and then never talked about it again. So I was like, okay, I'll add that to my list of things to watch.
That's one I actually need to finish. I dropped off on, I don't know, 8, 9, just before, like, the good stuff, probably. So my last one, man, I have seen a lot of Dragon Ball Z and everything that it encompasses, as well as Super and everything. But you know what? I've never just sat down and watched Dragon Ball. I've seen, weirdly enough, I feel like I've seen a lot of Dragon Ball out of order. So I'll finally get to, you know, put it in the way it should be. So I'm going to try and watch Dragon Ball by the end of this year. And, you know, complete my brainscape, if you will.
I feel like, Johnny, that's very similar to making, like, an android and just forgetting one part of it.
Where's the brain?
Like a root function of the android. And he just built everything on top of it. So it's like, it's got no foundational skills, but it has more all the advanced skills. It's like, I don't want to know what the alphabet it is, but I can definitely write an entire novel for you. It's like, okay, I can only do it in zeros and ones, though. So you have to process it through a computer before you give it out.
What are letters?
What are?
I only know words.
Bring it back to Violet Evergarden. What is love?
Maybe don't hurt me. Yeah, we all thought it. So my last couple over here. I mean, this is just like a given. I always skip over this. I usually get back to it after a year, but it's been a couple of years. Dr. Stone, I gotta watch season 2 eventually. You know, it's a New Year's resolution for a reason because I'm probably gonna drop it.
Don't worry, when it comes back around,
you got until March.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know why I keep dropping it. Like, it's a good series, and I don't want anybody to think that it's not a good series. It's just for some reason. I just don't start it. So, and now it's just continuing. And this is kind of a cheating one. It's actually a webtoon that I want to read. It's called Lookism. I watched it on Netflix, and it's got like, so they did 8 episodes on Netflix, and apparently there's like 400 chapters of this out. And the 8 episodes I saw on Netflix are like 8 years old. Like, they're really old. You know what I mean? So I'm like, bro, I want to see this thing. But, you know, I also don't want to wait for Netflix to get this all out because it's going to take forever if they just keep on releasing 8 episodes. So, yeah. Mm.
I just would a quick like opinion. What do you think of that?
At some point. I really liked it. I know some people who read the webtoon were not – they liked certain aspects of it, but they changed the mood a little bit. But I really liked it. I do say this. They got some really hardcore bullying where it's like – I don't believe this bullying in the first couple episodes, but if you get past that, it starts to get really good. It's a very interesting premise. So very, very good. Also, I did do a weekly review about it for anybody that wants to go check that out as well. So anything else you guys wanted to cover for your New Year's resolution?
You guys both got some last ones. I got my last ones. There is like a banned anime.
Boshi the Rock?
No.
Okay. That's one of my
watching. Guys on guys. It's supposed to be a really popular manga and anime.
Is it new?
No, it's old.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Given.
I guess there's like four, like they're all Given? Androids, and they make a
Given. Yeah, it's Given. Okay. Given and Nana are supposed to be two pretty good ones. They've been on my list to read or watch at some point. I watched actually a lot of Given. I just never finished it. So I just wish there was more music in it, funnily enough. Nana is also on the list. Yeah, that's weird. Like, it's like there's like one big song throughout the majority of the beginning. And then there's also Nana, which is on my list. I wanted to give Johnny a New Year's resolution by telling him to read Solo Leveling, since it's coming out later this year. I also have given myself the task of reading Chainsaw Man, and I would love to read all of it by the end of this year. Mm. Yeah, I think that just about there's like a lot of stuff I want to read, just like you, Lucky, that's on my list, that I would like to get done by the end of this year, and then just have some new stuff to work on. But Chainsaw Man is going to be my reading list this year.
Nice. Also, another one, just to want to throw this one out there, since somebody just got me a gift that relates to it, but I would like to eventually read Berserk. I kind of fell off of it, because I'll be honest with you, there's only so much you can read in Berserk before you like need a break. That it literally makes you angry every time you read it. It's just everything's going on. So thank you for the birthday gift once again, Michael. But either way, thank you guys so much for watching and listening to the Casual Discussion. It's been a while since we've done this, so you know, we'll get back into the swing of things, and you know, let us know what you guys want to eventually watch. You know, I know there's a lot of on our list in the backlog, so let us know in the comment section down below. Remember, you can check out all things Casual at the link tree in the info box or the description box if you guys are watching this on YouTube. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep
it
casual.